Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package the House passed overnight will provide assistance to millions of Americans.
This legislation is transformative, lifting 12 million Americans out of poverty and generating $1.25 for every dollar spent.
Speaker Pelosi, during debate that stretched well into the night, the House passed a bill along a party line vote of 219 to 212. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said the bill is full of wasteful spending on projects favored by Democrats.
Almost every one of this bill's 592 pages includes a liberal pipe dream that predates the pandemic.
The bill is President Biden's first legislative victory since he took office. It funnels tens of millions to state and local governments, schools, and expanded unemployment benefits, and provides $1,400 direct stimulus payments to most Americans. The Senate is expected to take the measure up next week. Efforts there to raise the minimum wage have run into trouble. One state is having a bad week, letting COVID vaccine go bad. Tennessee, approaching 5,000 doses going to waste. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN reports the latest loss is attributed to a freezer snafu.
A school district in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, received 1,000 doses for a teacher vaccination event this weekend. They were promptly put in a freezer, then moved to a refrigerator, but then an error code appeared on the temperature sensor. Turns out it was the wrong kind of freezer. Dr. Lisa Piercy is Tennessee's health commissioner.
Obviously, we have to make some systemic changes to prevent those types of errors from happening, but I know the people on the ground are just as devastated as I am.
The city of Memphis is also piling up reports of wastage, with nearly 2,500 doses pitched, some for weather, others for poor management. Knoxville also had 1,000 doses ditched earlier this month in a shipping error. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says this week's U.S. strike in Syria has degraded some of the capacity of the Iranian-backed militia that was threatening U.S. interests. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Secretary Blinken describes the U.S. strike as focused, proportionate, and effective. And he says this came in response to ongoing threats to U.S. interests in the region and recent attacks that killed a U.S. contractor and others in Iraq. He's hoping Iran is getting the message.
They cannot act with impunity against our people, our partners, our interests. And I think and expect that that message was clearly received.
President Biden echoed that when he was asked about the strike, warning Iran to, quote, be careful. Some Democrats in Congress are calling on the administration to explain why they weren't consulted. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
This is NPR. National Intelligence Director Avril Haines says it may be too soon to tell how U.S. relations with Saudi Arabia will be affected by the release of a report that says the Crown Prince likely approved the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
We have both had opportunities to have bad news in our presses and you know, from our different government institutions, and still we've managed to pursue those issues. So I'm hopeful that the relationship will continue to be what the relationship is. And I also hope that we continue to be able to say what we think when we have those opportunities and when it's appropriate to do so.
Saudi Arabia says it completely rejects the report as unjustified and inaccurate. The U.S. has imposed a visa ban on some of those believed to have been involved. The British medical physicist Professor John Mallard, who developed the MRI full-body scanner, one of the most important diagnostic machines in modern medicine, has died at the age of 94. The BBC's Camilla McGinnis reports his death was announced by the University of Aberdeen in Scotland, where he and his team developed the scanner.
Professor John Mallard made history in 1974 when he led a team at the university that built the world's first full-body scanner that used magnetic resonance imaging, or MRI. The technology is now used globally to detect a range of illnesses and injuries, including cancer and dementia. He also helped to develop positron emission tomography, PET, which can produce detailed 3D images of inside the body.
I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.